Blog Talk Radio.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, I never lost my joy. Oh, I never lost my faith. But
kept my hope. I didn't let go of my faith.
praise him in here. Hallelujah. If you still got a praise.
Yeah. Can you sing like Tremaine Hawkins? I never lost my praise through persecution, through trials, through tribulations, through the storm, the wind, the rain. Hey, glory to God. Boy, when folks leave you, walk out on you, hallelujah. When they lie and scandalize your name, ostracize you, criticize you, oh, God, 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 you still have to have a praise. Eh? Glory to God. You still have to be thankful for what God has done for you. Eh? He never promised us. Woo, glory that we would walk on days of ease. Eh? Glory to God. But he did say when the tempter come, hallelujah, he said, I'll make a way for you to escape. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I never lost my praise. Hey, glory to God. Do anybody have a testimony like that today? Amen. I don't care what you've gone through. Hey, you have to have a testimony for yourself and say, Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. I don't know how I'm going to meet my obligations, but I'm going to trust you. I don't know how I'm going to raise five little children without a mate, but God, I'm going to trust you. Hey, glory to God. I don't know how I'm going to get them from school every day, but God, I'm going to trust you. I don't know how when school starts every year that I'm going to be able to have clothes for them to wear. Oh, glory to God. I don't know when birthdays arrive that I'll be able to buy birthday cake and celebrate their birthday. I don't know, God, when they're sick and in the hospital laying there with fever. Oh, God, how are you going to bring them out? I don't know, God, but I trust you. Oh, Hallelujah, for you told me when my mother and my father forsake me, you'll take me up. Hallelujah. I'm trusting in you, God. I'm leaning on you. Hey, this is my testimony today. Hey, we don't have us to the day. Nah, the Lord said, hey, to give him some praise. Hey, he said, I've been good to you, and I want you to praise me today. I want you to tell of my goodness. I want you to tell of my mercies. I want you to tell of my long suffering. Didn't I bring you out? Didn't I bring you out? Didn't I do it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jermaine Hawkins said she lost some loved ones along life's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some friends you thought that was your friends. And when the going got tough, and they got the running. Amen. Hallelujah. When you called on them to give you some help, they weren't there. Many of them needed help themselves. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I give him glory today. Oh, I thank him, hallelujah, as I remember and I reflect. You're listening to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, hallelujah, where we are encouraging and empowering souls to pursue your destiny no matter what you've gone through. I'm opening up with my testimony, hallelujah, because I felt that thing as she began to sing. I never lost my praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I remember, hallelujah, my son laid in the hospital, shot two times in the chest with a .357 Magnum. I had been in church about 14 years. I had just moved to Atlanta, Georgia from Los Angeles. Hallelujah, moved. Didn't know what was going to be there for me. Didn't know how. Didn't have a job. I wasn't relocated from a government job. Just went on what I felt in my gut. And I wasn't there. I wasn't there no more than about 8 or 9 months, and I received a call saying my son had been shot. And the report looked bad. The report looked bleak. It seemed like there was no hope. I was praying while I caught the plane out from Atlanta to New Orleans that next morning. I said, Lord, if he could make it through the night. Oh, God, I said, if I could just get there, God, I know you're going to raise him up. I'm not going to receive the report of my family. I'm not going to receive the report of my friends that called. Hallelujah, because it looked pretty bad. They said my son had lost so much blood. Even the anesthesiologist that was administering drugs to him in the ambulance, he had to come back and see the miracle. I'm talking about what God has done, not what Adrian has done. We don't want to hear what you've done today. We want to hear about what God has done. Oh, I'll never forget it. As he's laying in prison right today, I always encourage him. And I say, God didn't spare your life to take it back again. God, but sometimes we have to answer for the bad decisions that we make. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, when I got there, God, it didn't look good. This is my testimony today, because the Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. Hallelujah. When we get into new difficulties, when we see new situations arrive, we're so easily to forget about what God has already done. But as I sit here thinking and reminiscing on what God done, hallelujah, I said, I went there to that hospital, Charity Hospital. And it's funny, that name of that hospital is called Charity. Amen. Charity means you're showing some love. Charity means you're going to demonstrate and go beyond the call of duty. That's what charity is. It's giving up yourself. substance. Hallelujah. It's having compassion and love. And that's the name of that hospital. And truly, I needed some compassion. I needed some love to be administered to me while I was there. And my son was fighting for his life. Oh, but my son laid there for 6 days. He was in a coma. Hallelujah. How many know it's a hard thing? Some of you have heard this testimony. Hallelujah. But it's my testimony. It's what God has done for me. And I'll tell it everywhere I go because I know I couldn't have done it. Nobody could do it but God. That's why I give him glory today. Amen. And as I was there, I began to look at the situation. And at that time, as I said, 14 years of serving God, I said, Lord, I haven't been in and out of this thing. I have served you. I have made some sacrifices. I have been a tithe payer. I've given offerings. I've helped the saints. I've helped the first family. I've helped the pastor. Hallelujah. Now, God, I had to do like Hezekiah. How many know that when the prophet went and he went on the instructions of God, and the Lord told the prophet, he said, go and tell Hezekiah to set his house in order. God was angry with him because he began to let people come in his house, and he began to reveal things that God didn't tell him to do. Amen. Some things God give us, it's not for others to know. It's for you. Amen. So the prophet went and said, Hezekiah, set your house in order, because surely you're going to die. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah, he didn't believe the report of the prophet. Hezekiah began to lay before God, and I'm just paraphrasing. I'm imagining Hezekiah was laying prostrate before God, and he began to petition God, and he said, Lord, this is my record, and I'm going to lay it before you. I went and visited those that was in prison. I visited the sick. Hallelujah. I helped the widows. Hallelujah. I began to support the pastor in his vision. I pushed his vision. I gave some appreciations. I did some fundraisers. And Hezekiah began to lay out his record. And that's what I did. I went on a 2-day fast. I just want to tell you all today, fasting brings results. Praying brings results. And when you couple them together, hey, you got to have a great explosion. Hallelujah. When you couple prayer with fasting, God will come to your rest. So I went into that chapel. My son's father was living at that time. And he stayed on out there in the waiting room with the rest of the people and family members that was there. But I went in that chapel. And I laid before God, and I said, Lord, you told me to make my request known. You told me, hallelujah, to petition you. I'm calling on you today, God. If you don't remember my son for anything he's done, I want you to remember me. Remember this girl that left New Orleans 14 years ago. Hallelujah. She didn't have nothing, didn't know nothing, didn't have a job when she reached Los Angeles. Remember how you saved me after I got there three months. You didn't allow me to go boogie in the clubs, but you saved me. You brought me in and you filled me with the Holy Ghost. You allowed me to go down in Jesus' name. I said, and I came in the church working. I came in the church, hallelujah, helping. Amen. To push the vision of the pastor. I said, now my child is laying here. He needs your help, Lord God. Raise my son up. God, remember him for my work's sake. James, tell me that faith without works is dead. And I began to petition God. And I tell you, God brought my son out. God, the anesthesiologist that was in the ambulance, he couldn't believe it because the doctors had already told me, said, Miss, but Lord, Only 5% of the victims that come in with this type of wound, it's only a 5% chance that your son will make it. Hallelujah. But how many know I trust the God that never slumber nor sleep? How many know that God can do anything that he wants to do? How many know that we serve a miracle working God? How many know that there's nothing too hard for God? I told that doctor, I said 5%. Hallelujah. You know that's a very slim chance when you're looking at 100. Hallelujah. But I heard somebody say 99 and a half won't do. God wants 100. And let me tell you, God brought my son out. Hallelujah. He wasn't in that number of the 5% that moved their life. He was in the number of those that gained. Hallelujah. My, I thank God today because he brought him out. Oh, I bless him today. I had to open up with that testimony today because the Lord said I have to follow God's instructions. I know it may seem silly to you, and I know you might think I don't know what I'm doing, and I'll concur with you. I don't know what I'm doing from day to day, but I tell you what, the Holy Ghost will never lead you wrong. He'll never lead you wrong because he said after the Holy Ghost come, you're going to receive power. Power to what? Power to witness, power to testify, power to perform miracles, power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Power, hallelujah, to prophesy to yourself. That's what you have to do when you're going through. That's what you have to do when you don't see your way out. Hallelujah. You got to go back to the old landmark. You got to go back to sackcloth and laying sackcloth and ashes and call on God until you get an answer. So I heard somebody say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm going to let it go right now because I know God has blessed some of you all. Sometimes we all want to share our testimony. You don't have to tell all your business. I didn't have to tell y'all how I got to New Orleans. All I said, I got on a plane. You don't know who paid for the plane ticket. So I don't have to indulge all of that. But I'm telling you about the miracle worker. I'm telling you that a wound that the doctors had already announced that he wouldn't come out of, he would not be able to overcome it. I'm telling you, God is an overcomer. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelations 12 and 11, he said, we overcame him. Who are you talking about? The enemy, the evil one, the wicked one. By what? By the blood of the Lamb. What blood? Jesus' blood. And the word of our testimony. God has been good to me. And I tell you, I didn't know anything at that time. Prophetess Glover and Liberal Democrat, I didn't know anything at that time about paying a vow. My pastor always taught us, don't make no vow, because if you make a vow unto the Lord, hallelujah, you might be like Jephthah. Hey, glory to God. When he told the Lord, when he get back into the city, he said, the first one that come out, I'm going to offer him as a sacrifice. And we all know the story. His daughter was the first one to come out. He didn't know what he was asking for. Sometimes we petition God and we don't know what we're asking for. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, amen, when you make a vow, I made a vow in 1998 that if God would raise up my son, that I would serve him until I die. But after a while, hallelujah, how about the next year, 1999, my daughter was murdered. Amen. But that vow that I promised the Lord, I was tested on it. What you gonna do now? I shot your child, your son, last year, and he almost lost his life. Now this year, I'm gonna take your daughter. Hallelujah. And then my son went to prison for murder, 4 days apart. My son murdered a boy on Thursday, and then Monday, my daughter's boyfriend shot and murdered her, killed her. Hallelujah. So you know that promise I made the Lord. Was I going to renege on it? Was I going to renege because I was suffering and I was grieving? And now I have one niece I was already raising, a mother and father in prison. Now I have my daughter's four children. Lord, now, if it was any time that I thought about reneging, it should have been then. Amen, because I didn't feel like nothing was left. I felt like I didn't have any reason to go on. But how many know that God will give you life and that more abundantly? He gave me life and that more abundantly. So some may wonder why I serve him. Some may wonder why I praise him. Some may wonder why I'm on this line every day. I'm on it because guess what? It's a passion. It's a drive that God has given me. And I have to minister this gospel. I don't care who don't like it. This gospel has to be preached. And it's being preached right now through my testimony. Somebody may be getting healed. Somebody may be getting delivered. Somebody may be telling the Lord, this too shall pass. Amen. But we're going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. Don't. Then somebody say, no, it wasn't somebody. John P. Key wrote a song and say, you don't know my story. You don't know people's stories. You don't know how they've overcome. You don't know the challenges that they've had. You don't know the bad reports that they receive when they go to the doctor and they find lumps in their breasts. You don't know. So guess what? You don't know my story, baby. So don't judge me. Amen. You don't know what I've gone through to get to where I'm at. I'm not in a great place right now, but I thank God I'm not where I once was. Hallelujah. I overcame by my testimony, and I'll tell it everywhere I go. Hallelujah. God has been good. Hey, Jesus. He's been mighty good. How good has he been to you? Have he done anything for you that you would like to share with our listeners? Have he really been good to you? See, we just look at God being good, some of us, when he blesses us with a house, when he blesses us with a car, when he blesses us with some money in the bank. Oh, but when your child is shot and left for dead, can you praise him? And when your child is murdered, can you praise him beyond the pain? Can you look beyond the Mercedes? Can you look beyond the fine home? Oh, you don't know, she. Can you look beyond the alligator shoes? Can you look beyond the Jack O'Connell hats in the St. John suits? Can you look beyond that? There you know, she. God bless him today. I tell you, I'm going to serve him until I die. I wouldn't trade this guy for nothing. No money, no silver, no gold, no husband, no wife, no vehicle, no land, no house. Nothing. Hallelujah. Shall separate me from the love of God. Sister Ruby, open up the line. Okay. We open up with prayer when we give God glory and give him thanks. Let him come on and share what the Lord has done for him. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Prayer have already gone forth. Hallelujah. I don't know who's on the line, but God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. You're the Messiah. Thank you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Do you want me to open the line, Evangelist?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How you know the most? Thank you.
It's quite a few of you on, so I'm going to go, too. Please
be. Get Papa's Glover first. She might have to sign off. Let's hear from her first, Sister Ruby, if you can open her line. Thank you. Is she on the line? Prophetess
yes.
Glover? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. She may
Prophetess.
Have to cut off early, so let's get her.
Prophetess,
yes, okay, good evening. Praise the Lord to everybody.
Jesus.
Okay, we certainly give honor to God, and then as well as to our leader, Pastor Adrian, and then also to our excellent host, and that is Mother Ruby, Larry. And so to everybody else that represented today, I stopped by, and it was something just in my heart that I thought I would stop by and testify about, speak well of God and his goodness. And God spoke something in my spirit, and he said, you know, I know that you can say something good about me. And I said, God, I said, I certainly can. I have so many things that I could say about you, but I'm actually going to take the time today and just say a couple of things about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for me. We take it so lightly every day, our health. We take it for granted that God will just give us health. And the Bible says, in his word, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So he says, I wish above all things that you would prosper be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so oftentimes, we kind of just take that for granted, or we take the prosperity out of that text and hinge on that alone. But I have so much to say about the fact that God has prospered me spiritually, and then he's also been a blessing to my health over and over again. Many of you on this line don't know, Pastor Adrian knows, I have battled for years. I've been sick with lupus, and then I've had so many other things to take place in my life as well, but God has been a healer for me over and over again. Many, many years ago, I had to have open heart surgery because I had four holes in my heart that would not close. So I had to go in and have that surgery. But then after that, after it looked like everything was going well for me in my life, I came back with some other physical challenges, and out of nowhere, I just began to pass out, and I got a different diagnosis of having cancer. And then beyond the diagnosis of having cancer, the enemy afflicted my body with lupus. And it was so many tests and tests that had to come out of that. But I was just in and out of the hospital for a course in space of time, but God just continued to heal. But then what was significant about that is that I was just walking around one day, and before I knew it, I had a stroke at the brain with four clots in my brain. I had no idea going to church that day that I'd had the stroke. And I told the Lord, I said, God, it feels like I've had a stroke. And I continued on not even knowing that I had actually suffered the stroke. So the next day I returned back to the hospital to find out. But God allowed me to walk in the hospital, and he allowed me to turn around and be able to walk out of the hospital with very few vestiges or any type of evidence from the stroke. But then he continued to take care of me. I was diagnosed even after that with cancer a second time around. And God was faithful enough to come back and heal my body once again. And with no one, they didn't know me. People I was walking through so many times, Pastor Adrian can tell you, no one would have known that I had these things going on had I not told them, because on the outside it did not appear, but God was working on the inside. And so even now I'm faced with so many challenges physically, emotionally, financially, and things have just come against me in many ways. But God said, speak well of him and tell of his goodness and the things that he's doing. And he keeps on making a way, and he continues to heal, deliver, set free, and provide. And God is a God of healing. He's a God that will deliver, and he is a God that will set free. And so we often have to be encouraged in what we're doing and knowing that God's word is true. He said, let God be true and every man be a liar. And God says in his word that he will do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. And so I hope that somebody will be encouraged in knowing that No matter what you're going through, no matter what life is sending you right now, God has something greater. He has something that he's sending your way, and he will make a lie out of the enemy. But we have to do our job to believe it, to seek him, to know. And I think that the power of fasting and prayer will bring us to a place only like God will, I'm sorry, like God would push us to, because no matter the circumstance, if we can press in a praise, press into prayer, press into fasting, he says, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, thy glory in the lifter of our heads. So I hope somebody's head can be lifted, that their heart can be lifted, that they can move forward knowing that God is a keeper of Israel, the keeper of Israel, neither slumbers nor sleeps, and that he is awake and he's looking at our situation. He will never allow the vicissitudes of life to take us out. No matter how low we go, God will be with us. And so I hope that somebody will be encouraged in knowing that God is faithful to do what he said he would do. In our faith, we'll stand trial. Tests and trials will come, but God is faithful to do all that he said he would do. I'm done. So I've just spoken well of the goodness of God that I've seen him do in my life, and he will continue to be a healer, a provider, and a deliverer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Now that's a testimony of his healing power. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Glover. We thank you for coming and sharing with us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby, it's in your hands.
Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to go to Sister Charity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Charity.
I ain't supposed to be on here.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, let me live for my name.
Oh, you're not supposed to be on? 313-4668.
Right.
Mother Charity?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I just talked to him.
No.
There's Mother Charity.
Okay, Mother, we just... praise God for you. We see, trying to see if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the listeners today.
Yeah, well, God bless you all. I didn't know I was supposed to be on. I kept hearing my name being called, and so my daughter just beeped us in. Yeah, right, absolutely. Well, we know we just thank and praise the Lord. We got something to praise the Lord every day. For our life, health, and our strength today, praise God. I guess about 4 years ago, I had fallen. I went down in my basement and I had some kind of a accident down there where I tripped and fell, and Lord, and I couldn't get up. Mm. And usually, my daughter is gone to the shopping malls or somewhere, because it was on a Saturday. But, you all know, right. The Lord had her here, because if other than that, I wouldn't have had no way for nobody to know that I was down there on the floor. Jeez. And the Lord just really blessed me, and my daughter was home, and so she heard me calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I tell you the truth, she come down there, and I said, I can't get up, call EMS. And so then after that, that's when they found out, that the EMS took me to the hospital. They had found out I had broke my hip in 2 different places. And so, the doctor let her to know also that I had sit there for a while, and during that time that I had sit there, the doctor said that I was bleeding on the inside.
Mm.
And did you know, he said that your blood was, you were sitting in a pool of blood, but it wasn't coming on the outside, it was on the inside.
Your blood.
But I tell you the truth, I could have just bled to death down there if my daughter hadn't been home. But the Lord blessed me for her to be here so she could help me. But, you know, God is a good God. I stayed in rehab. I guess I stayed in rehab about 4 months.
Wow.
And, And then when I came home, I wasn't able to climb the steps or anything. So I kind of been kind of confined in the house ever since that happened. But you know what? I'm in no wise discouraged whatsoever. Because I knew it could have been much worse than that, you know. But, I mean, God is a good God. And I just really enjoyed that sister, the one that's the host. I just enjoyed her testimony so very much. God will take us through. You know, whatever he allows to befall us, God will take us through it. And I could understand mine wasn't just tragically maybe as your testimony was. But I had twin daughters, and the Lord took both of those. I mean, they was grown. They were saved in the church. And
wow.
So I just thank God, amen, that then I lost my husband. And so the Lord have provided for me. The Lord have encouraged my heart. Because you know what? They wasn't out there on no drugs. They wasn't out there in the street. They was in. They've been saved all their life since they was little kids. And I just praise God. Yeah, 12. They was 12, 13. No, wait a minute. They was 12 years old. And let me see, 10 years old. Yeah, right, exactly when the Lord saved them. Yeah, because I had four daughters.
Mm.
The Lord has just been so good. He has provided for us in the name of Jesus. And so God has just been a wonder in my life. I couldn't made it without him. And I'm very much encouraged to walk with the Lord in the beauty of holiness and righteousness. Yes, right. And God bless you all. God bless you all. I've been following y'all's program ever since Sister Mary Cannon called and gave me the number to tune in when Bishop Singleton was teaching. Because, you know, Bishop Singleton, he's my diocesan bishop, you know. Yeah, right. And so, and I know a lot of his family and everything. I went to school even with his first wife. So God has just been so good, and I just love the saints of God, even though you all, you know, I haven't met y'all, but it's just like I almost know y'all. Because, you know, when we in the family of God, we ain't no strangers. So God is just so good, and y'all continue to bless, be encouraged. Amen, because we're serving a great and a mighty God. All right, then, and y'all, and I talk to y'all now. God bless by his grace.
All right. Well, thank you, Mother. We're just so appreciative, and Mother has been coming on. Mother Mary Cannon will be speaking for us tomorrow, and she told Mother Charity about our line, and she has been coming on faithfully every day. So we appreciate you, Mother. I just posted something today. Let us all go back to the old landmark. I thank God for mothers. Amen. You know, we're in the modern church today. They don't even have no mothers.
Hallelujah. That's right.
But thank God for the mothers in Zion. God bless you, Mother Charity. Amen.
Thank you.
Sister Ruby, bless you. Wonderful testimony. Hallelujah. Could have bled to death. Look at God.
We got quite a few on, and I'm going to go to Sister Patrice a minute. Come to y'all soon, because she usually have to clock out. Sister Patrice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God's grace is sufficient for us in this day. I tell you, I have been listening to the voice of the Lord for about the past month. He has had me get up and anoint my house and plead the blood of Jesus over my house, every window, every door, every portal. I praise God because I'm trusting in his voice this season. I'm trusting in God this season. And so this morning, last night, we went to go turn on the hot water, and it wouldn't come on. I didn't think nothing of that, but I'm trusting in God. I'm listening to him, and I'm steadily pleading the blood over my household and over my family. I'm pleading the blood, and I'm trusting in God. And so this morning I get up, and I'm talking into the maintenance man, and he's telling me, he said, well, you know, somebody tried to start a fire down there, and what they did was it must have got out of hand where they put the extinguisher on it, hallelujah, and put the fire out. Now, the fire being that it was the washroom right up underneath my son's room. I'll tell you, trusting in the Lord, listening to him, he told me, get up and plead the blood of Jesus. And I just thank God for the blood of Jesus. I'm just grateful right now. I'm just, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm an overcomer because he already overcame for me. Hallelujah. Bless his name. I have that peace. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you. And, oh, God. Y'all just have a blessed day. I'm telling you, I'm so blessed right now. I've been praising him all day. I've been praising him all morning. Oh, because it could have took my whole house out. It would have started right in my son's room. God told me to bless the floor even. He said, put that oil right there on the floor. That's right up underneath my baby's room. God is good. God is good.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask that you all be blessed and that you continue to pray my strength in the Lord and that his will continue to take place in my life. Hallelujah.
And when you see the blood, Sister Patrice, we apply the blood. Amen. Glory to God. He'll pass over our children. And glory to God. He'll shield them. He'll come up. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you,
Jesus.
Sister Patrice, it's good hearing your voice. We know you have to get off sometime early, so that's why. God bless.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis, and then we have quite a few. Please be patient. I'm going to come and get you. Amen. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Who was this? She's going to come and get y'all. I don't know how she's going to get all y'all.
I'm going to let the Lord have his way. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
I'm coming to get you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. I just thank God. I just thank God for this time. I just thank God that he knows what's best for us. I just give him praise on today. And I give praise to this broadcast. I thank God for the woman of God, great woman
thank
of God.
You.
I just thank God for her being obedient. Sometimes she may not understand what God is telling her to do, but I thank God that she followed the voice of God all the time, and today was definitely led by God. And I thank God for her being obedient, even when it don't seem like right, even when it don't look right, even when she don't understand, I thank God that she walked in total obedience to the Lord, because this was definitely ordained by God. And I just thank God for, because we overcome by our testimonies. And I thank God. Started her testimony, how it was such encouragement to me, and it stirred me up. And I'm going to try to make it short because I'm telling you, I've been blessed, and I'm always blessed by this broadcast. And I thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I tell you, people, I'm just telling you, continue to trust in God as you hear these testimonies. And I know that you all have testimonies. Just trust God, just no matter what, trust him, and he shall move, he shall deliver, he shall heal, he shall bless. And the testimony, I mean, as I heard the great woman of God speaking, I said, what should I tell God? It's so many. What can I tell and make it short and brief? Because I know we have a lot of callers. First of all, I thank God also for each and everyone past I just thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for Sister Ruby and all of you. And Prophetess Glover, I'm telling you, just touch my heart every time you speak. You speak with such peace. Even though you've been through so much, you know, my son, you speak with peace. You break up the foul ground when you speak. You do greatness when you speak. You don't even know what your voice do to people when you speak. And I said, God, after all she's been through, after all she's been through, things she will never tell on this line. And I thank God that God allows me to pray and intercede for her. But as I hear her voice, I said, God, she just encouraged the people through peace and joy. So I just want to encourage her and tell her to continue to go forth in God. And I know God is going to bless and reward her for her faithfulness. And he also, you Pastor Bernard, and all you listeners, just trust him and wait on him. And the story I wanted to tell is God had me shut up in Philadelphia in a quiet place praying and fasting. And praying and fasting do work. And I tell you, and I didn't know what I was coming down to. And God moved me down North Carolina. And I came down North Carolina. And on the third day being down North Carolina, I was in a car accident. And the woman, she even went out in a lane that wasn't even a lane and she, her car ran right into, I was the passenger, ran it right into the side of me. And I said, oh, Lord. And I started getting ready to panic because I was dealing with some issues I'm not even going to claim, phobic. And I said, I can't get out the car because I know the car is total. And I said, how did she go on a lane? And this is what I'm thinking in my mind. How did she go on a lane that wasn't even a lane? Okay, she crossed over. And hit, and we couldn't get out. So I said, God, you're going to have to open the car door because I need to know that I can get out first thing. And I said, and Lord, let me be all right. Well, the car door opened. When we got to, me and the driver got to the hospital, the sheriff kept on looking at us and saying, you know that y'all are blessed. Y'all shouldn't even be living. So I thank God today for that because I know the enemy, when I came down here, he was mad. And I came down here and he tried to kill me. But how many people know when God has a plan and he does something, the enemy can't even harm you. Sometimes the weapon can be formed, but it won't prosper. Sometimes God won't even let the weapon be formed because you're covered in the blood. So I just thank him today for being covered in the blood. I just thank him for keeping me and keeping my mind stayed on him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what goes on, no matter what it look like, no matter what friends leave me, no matter what goes on around me, I will bless the Lord at all times because I remember when he took me out of darkness and brought me into the light. I remember when I didn't have any food, he provided for me. I remember when I didn't have lights, he made a way. I remember when I didn't know what I was going to do, he was a provider. He was a way maker. So I don't have to go back in stories in the Bible. It's good to have them. I don't have to sing songs and just be singing them. When I sing these songs, I mean them from the depths of my heart. When I say I love Jesus, I mean it. When I say I know him, I mean it because he's been so good to me. You'd be blessed. I can go on and on, but I'm going to let everybody else go on because I want to hear y'all testimonies. I love you all, family. Continue to be blessed. Trust him and know that you're covered by the blood and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God bless you all.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you, calling. We have quite a few on. We know Minister Democrats, you know I'm coming to you, but let's see about Cam. Sister Cam?
Thank you, Jesus.
If she's able to speak. Sister Kim.
Thank you,
okay.
Lord.
We're going to Uncle William, Dr. Singleton's uncle. Praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. How you doing?
Doing blessed.
And I am blessed. I know to me, I don't know where to start. But God has been good to me. He has proven himself to be everything to me. And he has been my mind. He has been my heart. He has been, everything I have is his. There's nothing I have that is not his. And I just thank God. I'm speechless. How God, when you can talk about somebody that is so close to you and what they've done for you, they bless you, where you just you're numb. You can't really. There's no words to describe God. I just thank God so much. I mean, he's so good. Thank God for you, Sister Bernard, and for your testimony. I thank God for that. it really blessed me this morning to listen, this afternoon to listen to you. And I don't want to take up no one's time. I remember the scripture that said that this poor man cried out to the Lord, and he heard him out of all. He helped him out of all his troubles. There was a time back in 2009, even before then, by around 2008, between 2008 and 2013, I wasn't able to pay the mortgage on my house. We're still there. Me and my wife are still there. We didn't pay it for almost 4 years.
Go ahead and testify. Hallelujah.
But I always had something to put into the offering. I didn't lose my faith. I kept going to church.
Go ahead.
I kept going on to my, I kept bending my knees. I kept reaching, getting, going nigh, and learning about Christ and learning about God. Then after 2009, between 2009 and 2012, I didn't have work. For 5 years, I didn't have a job. And I can talk to some of you men, when your wife is going out to work every day and you're not, you start to not feel quite like a man.
Yes.
But God was faithful to say, brother, don't give up.
Hey.
See, this poor man cried out to the Lord, and he heard him out of all his trouble. I have a lot of testimonies for you that God has sustained me to even be a man, to have my right mind.
Come on now. Jesus.
And not put a bullet in my head. But God has been good to me that he's going to, I'm able to triumph and walk into glory and into heaven and with my head high and say, praise God. And he'll say, enter in thy faithful, the Son, into thy presence of the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. He loves me. I can say God loves me. I know he does. And he loves any man that puts his trust in him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know what? I hear you saying that, Uncle Williams, and I just saw a story on Facebook a couple of days ago where the mother hadn't heard from her son in a few days. She sent somebody over to the house. She went over to the house. I think this was in North Carolina, South Carolina, I'm not sure. And the man, it's on my Facebook page, the man has shot and killed his wife and his two young children and then killed himself.
My gosh.
Whole family. So I heard what you said. When your wife is going out to work every day and you a man, God have made you to be the head over the household, and she's going to work and you're not. Amen. Some men can't handle that. And they would have did just what that man did.
Yes.
Killed the whole family. Hey, glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
You trusted in him. You said you went to church and you still gave. God help, Lord help today. These testimonies are going around the world, people of God. Don't take this lightly. When you come on this broadcast and you speak a word, it's already archived with Blog Talk Radio, but you got to remember more importantly that it is archived in the memory of God. Amen. So he has a God, I bless you today. Somebody's going to overcome today. Somebody's going to say to the Lord yesterday. Somebody going to say, I can go on. In spite of what I'm going through in this hour, hallelujah, I'm going to continue to look to the hills. Uncle William said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him. He's working again now. Hey, glory. He didn't lose his faith. He didn't lose his praise as the opening song was sung by Tremaine Hawkins. I never lost my praise. We got to keep our praise, people of God. We living in some trying times. Amen.
Yeah.
Some people are outdoors. Some people are coming back into homes with three and four families again just to survive. Hallelujah. Just to keep hope alive. Amen.
But see, how do you do that? How do you stay in your house and not pay mortgage for 5 years? How do you give, go to church and give when you don't have a job?
That's God.
That's only God.
Mm.
That's God.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We praise
Amen.
God for that. That's
Amen.
A testimony.
Amen
in us all, so she's egging us to move on.
Minister Democrat, you know, you're so patient on this broadcast, so Sister Albertine dropped off and she's back on, so I'm going to go to her, and then you're next, Minister Democrat. Sister Albertine.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Boy, the testimony. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, and all the callers. I just thank God. I was sitting here praying and asking the Lord, you know, my testimony is just waking up this morning and just giving God his glory. And I thank God, you know, like last year I went through so many trials and tribulations, and I was just asking God, like, the things, the blessings and things he's been giving me and why I keep stopping, why do these things keep happening. And he keeps telling me sometimes when he's blessing me, it's just not everybody can go with you. So in this season, I'm just trusting God and keeping faith and studying that word of God and allowing God just to reveal himself to me. And he's just amazing. When you really let go of things and stop worrying so much about material and things, he just opens up doors and windows and not only reveal people to you, but also he makes a way out of no way. So I just thank God for in this season of making a way for me and keeping me on the right track and, you know, being strong and faithful, you know, with my children and my businesses. And I'm just grateful and I'm thankful to God. You know, I thank him and I thank you for all the other testimonies because they have been inspirational. And I thank God for this ministry. This ministry has really helped me and have grown me in my spirituality tremendously. And I thank Evangelist Bernard for her consistency and Sister Ruby for helping her, and the ministry has just been such a blessing to me. So my testimony is just being able to have a place to come to every day and get fed, listen to testimonies, listen to, you know, different ministers and prophets, and just be fed. And I thank the Lord for leading me here to this place where I am welcome and I feel at home. And just having that, if so many people don't have that tool. And I thank the Lord, and I promise to say this year will be a year of to bring more people online so that they can get fed and have a place to call home. So I thank the Lord, and I thank God for all the listeners and callers, and God bless your lives. And I continue to pray for you and that God continue to work miracles in your life. In Jesus' name, thank you. Miracles. So God bless you all, and thank you.
Thank you, Sister Albert.
I'm here for miracles. This is all
Amen.
Here. The Lord say obedience, please.
Amen.
Please be obedient to God's word, not to your neighbor's word, not to your friend's word, but to God's word. We have to honor God's word.
Amen.
Sister Albertine.
Thank you. I receive it.
So much, Sister Albertine. On to Minister Democrat. You got the spirit of waiting and being involved and holding on, and this is a group activity, a family affair. Minister Democrat.
Amen. Praise him. Amen. I learned a long time ago, amen, they that wait upon the Lord.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. He shall renew their strength. Amen, amen. And I believe that decree when he says shall. Amen. I thank and praise God, amen to God, for just waking up in my right mind. Amen, amen. I remember, amen to God, when I was a teenager and I came into holiness, amen to God, I was trying to get up out of here. Amen, oh God, I was trying to kill myself. Amen. And God would not let me die. And then I looked at the newspaper as an adult, amen to God, and am grown in the Lord now years later, amen to God. You see a woman, amen to God, woke up and she murdered two of her children, saying she was getting the devil out of them. Many of you follow that story, amen, on the news or whatever, on the blogs and everything. And she said that she was getting the devil out of her five-year-old kids or whatever. So she killed them with a knife. Her and a friend was praying over them, and they murdered the children. And the police got there. The woman said, the neighbor said, I heard commotion all night, and blood was on the car and then a knife outside, so the police had probable cause. And when they went into the home, the woman was holding the last child. They said when they went through the first room, two children were laying dead on the ground, and young children. And this was a woman that, you know, supposed to be, you know, I guess love the Lord or whatever, and you know, but she was out of her mind. And when the police got inside, she was like holding the living child and about to kill it and whatnot. And the police got there just in time and whatnot. And the woman said that she was doing the exorcist. She was trying to get and I said, Lord, you know, ain't it something how the devil will come in Christians' minds or in believers' minds and trick them to think that murdering themselves, amen to God, or murdering somebody else is what God wants and whatnot. So the devil is a liar. I thank and praise God for waking me up in a sound mind, amen to God, and staying that execution that day, amen, when I got ready to get up out of here and God wouldn't let me die. So as I'm older, I could see it in other folk, amen. I can tell you that if you get them thoughts, that's not from God. God is not telling you to kill nobody. And God is not telling you to kill yourself. Amen. So, amen, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All that other ground is sinking sand. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, minister. We thank you for that. That was the word. Okay,
We're going to Pastor Miracle.
Pastor Miracle,
your line is open. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Miracle? She may be on mute, Sister Ruba. Go on and testify.
All right. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy and excited to just share with you all the goodness of the Lord. I'm telling you, 2014 has already been begun as a phenomenal year of just breakthrough and, you know, just God showing himself strong. And I'm just so excited about what's to come. I'm thanking God today for Divine Connections. I'm thanking God for this New Destinies Ministry family. You know, thankful for you, Evangelist Bernard, and, you know, all of the wonderful people that I've had the opportunity to meet through this ministry. And just, you know, thank you for what God is doing here in Houston with ministry. I mean, we're seeing tremendous blessings, you know, every day. We're seeing just breakthrough and elevation in the things of God. And so for that, I'm just super excited. And I'm praising God. And so we have Pastor E here, and he wants to testify as well.
Is it okay if I testify on this line?
Go ahead and testify, bro.
Well, hallelujah. God is truly good. I am so thankful. And I also can concur that I'm grateful to be connected with New Destiny Ministries and my new family, which God is doing such an awesome work for. I want to encourage everybody to stay on the mark. Stay on the path, stand, and just let God start to move for us immediately. I thank God because I have a miracle in my life, and I am excited that this long journey has come to an end. And family, I'll just tell you that when you trust God and let God be the source of everything, He will provide your every need and desire exactly how He would have it to be for your life. So be encouraged. If you're waiting on something, it's coming. If you're holding on to a dream, a vision, or an idea, just trust God with all your heart. Lean not upon your own understanding, and He shall direct your path. I thank God for you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm excited to see you Friday.
All right, all right. Well, do we have to wait to Friday?
No, you can tell them now.
For testimony?
No, you make the announcement. Us.
Hey, do we have to wait Friday? I already know about some of the good news. So I told the people to be online Friday because you was going to share. But since you're on the line today, maybe you can share with them, and that'll make them come back Friday.
Okay, we just want to share, you know, the goodness of the Lord and what the Lord has done, how he has divinely connected Pastor Ian and myself. And, you know, we're just we're grateful for the connection. And he has a better way to say it than I do, so I'm going to let him talk.
Well, the word of God says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And God will favor him. Well, I'm walking in favor right now. I am walking in the goodness of God because I have searched and I have found, and I call it my wife. And I'm excited that I have found a mate that is on the same page, that has the same desire to search and follow God. And the one thing I know, I found someone who loves God as much or more than I do.
All right.
So I'm excited to announce that myself and Pastor Miracle are in a relationship, and I'll even say we're engaged to be married. She's already my wife in my mind. We just got to make it happen in the physical.
Jesus. All right. Y'all
and
got it from the heart.
Thank you for
smile.
The flyer. But no, we thank you for your flyer. You just kicked it off for us, and we thank God for you.
Well, I'm excited. I haven't had a chance to meet Pastor Miracle in person. I have I had a chance to meet Pastor Hamilton. Say this. He has been faithful to this ministry. He has been faithfully coming on Provoke Fridays. That's the day he teach every Friday. And I tell you, the only time he has not been on when he had a little setback for about 60 days. But he has been diligent. He has been faithful. He's a man that loved God. He's a man that loved God's people. And I'm just so excited for him and what God is doing for him in his personal walk and also in his ministry. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when we were introduced to Pastor Miracle last month, and she came on the Praise-a-thon and blessed us with the word from the Lord, and she's also spoken on our ministry several times, we're just so excited. She's a young woman and he's a young man. And the Bible clearly say, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And I know this by living, that if you find somebody that loves the Lord, then you don't have to worry about them loving you. If God is the priority, he's always first.
Yes.
Guess
Hallelujah.
What? They'll respond. And I'm just excited, and I tell you from New Destiny Ministries and also from me, myself, and all of our listeners, we would just like to congratulate Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle on this beautiful union. And
oh, hallelujah.
I'm definitely going to be there for the wedding, so whatever day it is, just don't let it be next week. Hey, glory to God. But if it's next week, I believe the Lord don't provide for me to be there. We're just so excited. I thank God for you all. So, God, the Bible
God bless you.
Also
Hallelujah.
Says
it's a
better than one.
It's a celebration in Houston. And we've also started our church movement on Sundays at 6 p.m., so God is doing an awesome work.
Wow. Amen. Well, we thank God for you all. I tell you, tune in for the rest of the week. You never know. You could hear some exciting things. So God is blessing. I tell you all, guess what? They say this, but I don't subscribe to when the praises go up, the blessings come out. We sing these songs or whatever. But you know what? When you are obedient to God, that's when the blessings begin to overflow in your life. Obedience. The Lord told me that before the year ended. He said our obedience will manifest blessings. And I tell you, you can't obey God. You can't be faithful to God. You can't commit your way to the Lord. And he don't give you the desires of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we are rejoicing along with you and Pastor Miracle. God, those of you that still looking for a mate, obey God. Amen.
Obey God.
If you all haven't got your seed in the ground, get that seed in the ground. God is doing something. The praise reports are coming in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
God bless
We're
going
to go to Sister Ruby and see if she have a testimony. And I tell you, the Lord told me have some testimonies today. I didn't call no speaker. We could have called somebody to speak, but the Lord said, I want to hear some testimonies. I want them to talk about my goodness today.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just so excited, Pastor Miracle and Pastor Hamilton. You know, Pastor Miracle, you probably found your Boaz.
Yes.
We are knowing that Pastor
Thank
Hamilton
you.
Will be your Boaz. And you know Boaz was rich with thing, and he loved it with that root, and he was there planted just for her and Naomi. So we so happy to have for you to have your Boaz. So God bless y'all.
Amen.
And
that's very prophetic, Sister Ruth, because that's my middle name, Ruth.
Hallelujah. You got your Boaz. Hey, hallelujah. I'm excited.
Thank you. Ruby. After you're done, we want to open up the line again to those that are still on the line, and they may want to congratulatory wishes also to
Well, they
the,
can go ahead.
Beyond.
They can go ahead. I'm
no,
going to go to
you're
this,
done.
But
after you're done.
That's a blessing, Pastor Miracle, that your middle name is Ruth. So you got the Boaz. Sister Kim?
Amen.
Woo, Jesus.
Sister Kim? Okay, she's not answering. This is exciting. I don't, I'm excited when the Lord blesses. Boaz, a marriage made in heaven. That is awesome. So we're so grateful. The testimony, all of them was just excellent. It's just a blessing how the Lord has set up this broadcast today for his precious people to do, you know, to give their testimony. And I feel for me that, I know we all love the Lord, but I love the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he allowed my daughter to come, and I got, I got crippled. I couldn't even walk. I didn't know what was going on with me. I think I told this story before, but I'm going somewhere else with it. I'll only be a minute with it. And my daughter had worked for the post office for like 32 years, and the Lord allowed her to retire at 54, or something like that. So I got sick, so she had retired. But I didn't know that the Lord had allowed her to retire for me to be sick, that she could come every day or whatever and take care of me because she had retired, you know, with a pension and all like that. And all of a sudden, she looked healthy and well, you know, but it all about her inside, and she passed away just suddenly because she wasn't sick that we knew of looking at physical, and it was devastating for me. I mean, I love the Lord, and it was devastating. I mean, if I could have gotten that coughing widow, I would have. That's how destroyed I was. But anyway, I said, Lord, I just cried and cried, and he gave me a scripture. He said, don't worry, it's fine. You can cry because I cried for Lazarus. So anyway, I went on to that, and I didn't. After that, and, you know, doing all the pre-marriage and all like that, I'm a witness. The Lord saved me. I'm a witness. I know I've been a witness for almost 19 years on them streets, the sidewalk, but I didn't have no energy. I didn't have nothing. I was just dead. I was just dead inside. I said, Lord, I don't know what I can do with this here thing because it was so devastating, and I know that when the Lord take him, you know, I know that she's with him or it's a reason why he took her, but in my heart I couldn't adjust. I just couldn't adjust, and I love witnessing. I love being on them sidewalks, wintertime, summertime, anytime, whatever time, nighttime, full-time, whatever. I'm on them streets head out track and witnessing to people. But I lost it. I say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it here. I just don't know. It wasn't that I didn't love him. It wasn't that I didn't believe in him. It wasn't that I didn't have faith, because I'm a faith walker. It wasn't all of that. It was the love I had for him. But I was devastated. I mean, I was devastated. It's just when you lose a child, it's so different than losing anybody else in your life because they're part of your rib, your thing. And so anyway, I just said, kept on, and Evangelist Agent, I think I went back to the church and different things, and that's how Evangelist Agent came into the church where we were. I think I done told this story, but I'm saying to bring it up to date to 2014 and 2013. That the Evangelist Agent was looking for somebody to do the broadcast. I told, I ain't doing no broadcast. Don't come, don't bother me. Don't call me. Don't do nothing. I mean, I was mentally distraught. And she didn't bother me, but I kept coming on the broadcast and listening, but I really didn't want to participate. So finally, the Lord was telling me, you know, you got to get up and get the work done that I assigned you to. And I didn't realize the block radio broadcast was like witnessing because it go all over the world. Normally, I'm on the sidewalk and I'm on the street. I'm in the car wash. I'm in the dope house, whatever house the Lord lead and cover me. That's where I am handing out tracts and bringing men and women to God. So I'm saying to myself, Lord, I don't want to do it. But then if something hit my heart, and the Lord say, now, you got to work for me. I done gave you this ministry. And then I finally surrendered, I guess, to the Lord and to Evangelist Adrian. And I thank the Lord for it because it has helped me to grow. It has brought a faith back in my heart more than I ever had, and I enjoy it. And I feel like after that, with the fast this year, before the year, Evangelist Bernard called the fast. I fast all the time, but I just lost everything. You can just lose it in a minute's notice when tragedy hits you and you don't know how to go through it. You just stuck. I was just stuck, and then the Lord knew it. So Evangelist Adrian came over and she taught me the different, you know, how to work this internet because I had no knowledge about the internet. I think I've mentioned that to y'all before, but anyway, I was excited. I said I'll do it, and she was a master teacher. She really taught. Yeah, I think I'm only telling you what I feel from my heart. To God, God knows the heart and the people here. And I learned how to come in a chat room or block talk and, you know, bring up the switchboard. And I learned other things, how to, you know, do all these things in which she's still teaching me how to go forth. But I just thank the Lord that, and then with this fast, and I say, Lord, I want to do your will. Move all of this from me. Give me the love that I had before. For souls, for in a ministry, for being back in the baptism. I've done a lot of ministry here. I say, Lord, but my greatest ministry is on them streets out there. Lord, give me the will to want to get up and leave this house and go in and do your will and this fast. And then the Evangelist Agent say, well, the Lord told her to ask, you know, for double blessings for your trouble, 228, whatever. I said, you sure? The Lord told you that. She said, yeah. So I knew he told us. I said, well, Lord, let me get mine in before the first of the year. So I'm saying how from that to this fast, and then I went back on the fast with him. He's cleaning up my insides. He's coming back, and he's giving me the love and the kindness and the caring. And I say, Lord, keep me with strength. I need strength to endure this where I can be a light. I can't go out there all toe up and broke down and I'm complaining and do it. I said, Lord, help me to go out there and get back where I should be, them streets or wherever, grocery stores, the gas station, the car wash, wherever the Lord, I pray, and he send me, I want to go. So I just thank each and every one of y'all for being on the broadcast, that the Lord send y'all on this broadcast. I know he send you, and listen, this broadcast is anointed. I told Evangeline Bernard, I told anybody in the world, I wouldn't follow her to the corner if it was her flesh. But Evangeline Bernard, hear from the Lord every day, and she's not going to come on this broadcast unless and thus say the Lord said and gave it to her. So I just say, Lord, I have to tell it, and I thank y'all for being here for us, because you are inspiration to me and to her. Because when I look up there and I see one or two people, I say, oh, Lord, where they at? What we not done? But you know, it's all God's work and kingdom. But I say, I just thank y'all and for y'all being obedient to come on this broadcast, because you could do anything but be on this broadcast. So I want y'all to pray my strength in the Lord that I get up and go back into my ministries where the Lord has placed me. God bless us. And back to you.
Amen, amen. I tell you, Sister Ruby has been faithful and diligent to this ministry. She has been a great support in every area. I tell you, it's a blessing. You know, I'm not at nowhere to get to the computer today running the streets, but Sister Ruby is at home. She's retired. She's able to pull up that switchboard and get the studio, and she's prompt. She's on there 30 minutes before it starts to make sure nothing interferes with God's business, and she's ready. And you know, sometimes the internet act up, or I'm out, she'll call me and say, this is not coming up, but she's always there promptly in advance. And you know, God reward us for our faithfulness. He reward us for our diligence. So I thank God for Sister Ruby. God is going to bless her to get back out into the highways and the hedges and be able to witness. She have a love for talking and telling people about Jesus. And God knows what's in our heart. So he always will reinvigorate us. I just believe that he'll re-energize us and rejuvenate us when we can do what God has called us to do. So we thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. We're going to go back and open up the lines. If Pastor Miracle and Pastor Hamilton is still on the line, those of you who would like to send out a congratulatory wish to them, we're going to open up the lines where you can do so at this time.
Evangeline, now we have one more person came on the line. Before we go there, let me, I don't know their number. 352-5894.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, praise the Lord.
God bless you. This is Stacy from Florida. How you doing, Sister Adrian?
Doing fine. How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing good. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, yes. So good to hear you again. Amen. What you all been doing? I know, you know, Circle of Love is no more in existence, so we're just glad. This is Sister Stacy. She was a frequent listener on Circle of Love with Pastor Adams. That's the Blog Talk Radio that I started out with. Amen. So they're no longer on Blog Talk. So we welcome you, Sister Stacy. So good to have you join us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you have a testimony, something you want to testify about? We're just giving testimonies today. We didn't have a speaker.
Well, you know, I just thank God for revealing his self to us, to me, you know, and to the body, revealing his word and making it alive in me. And I just thank God for that, and you all know, have your own testimony about that, and how rich it is when we can understand his will for us and his way. When we learn his way, I just thank him for the richness of that. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, don't be a stranger, Sister Stacy. We are all a part of God's family.
Amen. And we just pray, God, for the relationship that we have maintained down through these few years. And it's always a blessing to fellowship with one another. God is pleased when we fellowship with one another. There's no big eyes and little U's. We're all a part of God's family. So you are certainly welcome to visit us at any time. Lord, give you a word. You know, this line is open. Open the line. If God have a word, you don't have to be an ordained, licensed minister. But if God can put a word in anybody's mouth, they can speak it and say it to the people of God. So thank God for you. We love you and appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going back to Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle.
Hey. I think we were done, family. We just listening to the praise report.
We're in agreement with you all, and, you know, we're excited for what God is doing, and, you know, we're going to continue to just, you know, keep everyone lifted up, and y'all keep us lifted up as well. Amen.
Yeah, but Evangel Agent wanted the line open if anybody had to congratulate y'all. It's fine.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to Prophetess. I had them all blinds open, but it seemed like a little noise was there. Prophetess Glover.
Okay, God bless you. I just want to say thank you to everybody today and then to the couple that's engaged. May God continue to bless you in all that you do. And everybody else that's on the line, God bless you and have a good day.
Amen, Prophetess Glover. We're going to Minister Democrat. We ain't going to leave you at the end, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I felt something in my spirit. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. I just didn't say anything, but I thank you, praise God. You know, the beautiful thing about this is that, amen, what you need, God got it in the church.
Amen.
I thank and praise God that, amen, of God, that they didn't go out into the world looking for mates, because you know how folks do things backwards. Either I go out there and get them and then God will save them. But, amen, of God, when you do stuff in order, amen, and you find that, amen, of God, what God got for me is in the church. God can't help but bless you, like the woman of God was saying before. When you're obedient, amen, like the name of the thing is called Provoke Friday, you provoke God to give you a wife. Thank you. Amen, 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 amen. By just doing what you're doing. So I'm happy for you guys, amen of God. And this is a blessing. And those that's listening, amen of God, your husband is in the church. Your wife is in the church. So amen. God bless you, amen. I'm encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen,
Minister.
Hallelujah.
Prophet
and Dolly Davis.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. I was truly blessed by the testimonies on today. I just thank God. But if I can quickly say something real quick, Pastor Bernard, if it's okay, a reference to the seed. You told us to sow a $28 seed, and God had already told me before that to sow a seed. And I just kept saying I didn't have it, but I said I'm going to be obedient. And when you spoke it, then I knew I had to do it, because first God speaks to you. And so he, you know, I just thank God. And I sowed the seed. And God blessed me, and someone sold a $100 seed into my ministry. So I thank God for me being obedient, listening to God and listening to the woman of God. So I'm saying those that have not sowed the seed, sow the seed. Sow a seed that God tells you to sow. He may tell you to sow beyond that $28, but sow that seed and get it in right away if you have not got your seed in right away. Because if you hear on the line, it has caused blessings. But also, I'm going to say this. I'm not surprised. I thank God. Congratulations. And God spoke to me a month ago, and I began to pray for y'all, too. And so I thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. Double blessings for y'all. Double miracles for y'all. I thank God for the woman and the man of God. And God does, you know, when you're connected to somebody, you say that's your family. He lets you know when they're hurting, when they're going through, or when they're happy or whatever. And so I thank God because he has truly connected me with this family. And some things I don't say on the line, like Minister just said, But I thank God I begin to pray, and I ask y'all to continue to pray for them, because as they go forward, they're going to need the prayers, because ain't nobody mad but the enemy. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for where this ministry is going. Y'all have provoked it me to go even farther. Y'all have provoked it me to even press on. So I say to y'all, continue to be blessed, continue to walk in the blessings, and you ain't seen nothing yet, Pastor Hamilton, Apostle Hamilton. You haven't seen nothing yet what God is going to do for you and your woman of God. So you continue to be encouraged and continue to be blessed, and y'all continue to walk in the will of the Lord. And I thank God for the both of y'all. God bless y'all.
Oh,
congratulations.
Amen. Thank you
so much.
Amen. We're going to Sister Albertine.
I just want to say God bless you, Pastor Hamilton, and Pastor Miracle. That is such a blessing. It's amazing how when you dedicate yourself to God, because I said, Lord, I want to stay celibate. I want to dedicate myself to you. It's amazing how all your exes start calling. I'm like, no, Lord, I'm going to stay faithful. I'm waiting on my husband. I'm waiting on my Boaz. And then when you announce that today, I just start screaming. Because when people around you are getting blessed, it means your blessings is on the way. So I pray for you guys. I pray for a long, beautiful ministry. I pray that the Lord just open up the windows of heaven and bless your great, 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 great grandchildren. And I just love you guys. Stay blessed together. And also, Pastor Miracle, I don't know if you're in L.A., if you ever visit L.A., but if you ever do, you got a hairstyle on me. So I want to bless you with that.
Let me get there.
Your wedding, I got you.
Yeah, hairdress.
So that's something.
Okay, Pastor E is from L.A., so we'll definitely be there. And I want to connect with you, so we can know.
We will be there.
I'll give Evangelist Bernard, she'll give you my information.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks again.
All right, God bless you guys. And be blessed.
God bless you. We're going to Minister William. Minister William?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now the engagement. I'll provoke Friday, Pastor, and Pastor Miracle, his wife-to-be, the Boaz. So do you have any comments before they're on the line?
You're asking Uncle William?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, all the work you're hearing in the background, that's Uncle William at work.
Oh, that's you. Okay, because I cut him off because I had them all open. But we can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm in the midst of I'm remodeling 4 bathrooms today, so.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later. We just gave you
opportunity. No, it's okay. I can work and talk
That's
at the
right.
same time. But
okay.
I tell you, I mean, you're so true that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And I gave a testimony, my wife sticking by my side and fulfilling that vow. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. And but you just stay with the Lord. I tell you, man or woman, God will take care of you. But what God wants, He wants us to trust Him. Just trust Him, even in the tough times and the good times.
Thank you, Lord.
Just trust Him, and He will. What He wants, He wants children. He wants children of God. And so what more when you trust the Lord with your life, and he will bless you. He will see you through the other side when the storm comes and the trials come. He'll see you to the other side. So God bless you, though.
Yeah,
and keep you and shine on you
in
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. We're going to, I think, is this Prophet Michael Davis just came on here?
God bless you. How are you?
Okay. Did you hear the announcement?
No, I didn't hear the message. I just wanted to say God bless you. I just tuned in. I'm on my way to my car, and I just wanted to say God bless all of you who are listening. in Jesus' name. And I just heard the last comments that he said that God was looking for children, and he's right. And we have to become like a child in the good and in the bad. Always remember, be humble, and God will raise you up. Amen.
Amen. And we wanted to tell you that Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle engaged, that he found his wife, a man find a wife, find a good thing, and she found her Boaz, and she said her middle name is Ruth. Pastor Davis?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
So we're just congratulating them from New Destiny Ministry, our family. We're just bringing them in the family and giving them congratulations. Sorry. Do you have anything you want to say to them? They're on the broadcast?
No, actually, I'm on my way to the car. I just called in to listen. I didn't expect to talk. I'm on my way to the car, but I'll tune in tomorrow and have comments tomorrow.
Right. Okay, then that'll be a blessing. They're on the line. Well, thanks so much for tuning in.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay,
and,
is there anybody else? Toby?
Yeah, the three. She stayed on 352-589. Did you have a comment again about the engagement?
This was really good. Now, regular listeners.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for what we've heard today. Thank God for all the testimony.
Amen. He was listening, and he on his way to the car, so he must be on the cell phone.
You got the line down, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, I'm headed there now, man.
I don't know it.
I'm talking to these people.
There you go. You can go ahead.
Amen. We just thank God for, we're excited for Pastor Hamilton and Pastor. Tomorrow, Brother Cannon, Mary Cannon of West Michigan, will be speaking for us. And on Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be with us. And on Friday, again, we'll be back with our Provoke the Purpose Pastor Hamilton. We're going to go to
Amen.
Pastor Hamilton right now, and we're going to ask him to close out for us with the word, a word of encouragement, and also to close out with our closing prayer, and we'll see you back on tomorrow. Amen. Pastor Hamilton, God bless you.
Well, praise God. I am just in awe because God is good, and I just want to encourage everyone. 2, complete your pledge with New Destiny. I am being blessed by my seed. The seed that I sowed has been multiplied 20 times already. I'm thanking God not only through financial, but through spiritual blessings. God is enriching my life. He is moving as I move through my commitment to give. God is rewarding me with good harvest. Always look for money.
Hallelujah.
Always expect it to come and go. But always look for God to move in a miraculous way that will change your life from the second it was before to the new now that you walk in now. So I encourage you, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but let God be God all by himself. And remember this, not our will be done, but your will be done. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today. Lord, we just magnify you because you're God all by yourself. Lord, we worship you, Lord, that we can do nothing without you. But we glorify you that we can do all things, that we can do all things through your son, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We magnify you. We worship you. Not for any self agenda, but just because you are God all by yourself. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up today, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bring us on one accord. Continue to hold us accountable. Continue to keep us in commitment. Continue to mold our lives that we are more like you every day. That we say yes to your will, yes to your way, and yes to your uncompromisable word. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you all. Love you much.
Love you guys.
Love y'all. Amen.
Okay.
Oh, God bless. We're going to go to I'm at peace. Tomorrow.